Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
You can call on.
Call in and speak, starting off with that 3342 production. It's off of the Detox album. You are listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 30. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for music, activism, and news. You are listening to 3342, or, of course, none other than Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com. We appreciate you for coming on over and calling 646-478-0944. And I want to give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press 1 for the 216-804 phone call. We'll be with you shortly. I do want to at least say, for those who wish to, you can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. period, and Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter is ALFREDPORTRJR1. That's Alfred Porter Jr., number one. And Hip Hop Workshop, number two. Hip Hop Workshop 2. Instagram is J.R. Alfred Porter. And you can Facebook Joseph Motley J.R. period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HH Workshop Records. You can also Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. You can also check out www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays. It's 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Again, feel free to Facebook that Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. BBCI Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can YouTube Miss Commentary, that's all together, Miss Commentary, then you skip and go to Cleveland. That's the YouTube page. I am very thankful for everybody who has tuned in. I need to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, because if I don't, I won't get to it later on. That's just the way it is. So the top 10 from Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, debuting, Big Semi, Duval. Number 9, moving up, Eric Magnus, Ruga, Rico Guns with the Brotherhood. Number 8, debuting, Facebook Engagement Party, Savage Castle, which will be Saturday, 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 16604 Walden Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44128. Reserve, spaces limited. That's Duane Maurice Castleberry. Number 7, debuting, Facebook, Collinwood Community Mural. That's 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, August 29th, 2020, 410 East 156th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Unveiling of the Moody Building Community Mural, Tribute to Black Lives. Number 6, Joseph P. Motley Jr., YouTube, with the new video on there, I had to. Number 5, Sheriff Kilroy, Spectrum News, more on that in just a little while. It was an interview done with Spectrum News. Number 4, moving up, Facebook, CLE Activist Camping Getaway. That happened last Friday at the Nelson Ledger Quarry Park. Number 3, debuting, A Whole Lot of Ass and Mask Part 2. That happened last Saturday at 5243 Broadway with Trap Boy Mannequin, DJ Jack the Ripper, Big Squeeze, and more ass, and a lot of artists too. Number 2, moving up, Facebook's Stop and Heal Police Brutality and Domestic Violence event. More on that in just a little while. Number 1, moving up, Facebook, Devin the Dude with / C-Tuck / VDWM / $ W-A-N-K, that's Swank, / DJ Iceberg at the Grog Shop last Saturday. Now, I do want to let people know that, I'm thankful for what has been happening. I do want to give a shout-out to a couple of things, but before I do, let's go to that 216-804 phone line. 216-804, how are you today?
Hello?
Okay, go ahead. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And I just saw something on TV. A black guy that stood up instead of a Klansman. Isn't that Sasha?
Wow.
Head of the Klansman, black. Yes.
Times have changed.
I don't see anything about it. I don't see anything that'd be so great about that. Okay, now I go back and I just listen. I just shake my head and just wonder.
You're not the only one shaking your head on that. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes. I met a whole lot of them on the shaking.
I can see that happening. I thank you so much for calling in, and definitely we'll try to get something on for you as well.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, before I go to the 216-255 phone number, today, it's been a busy weekend, but I want to start off with what happened earlier, because today at 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, I had to leave off of work and everything like that, because at 4 p.m. at Glen Village, it's a black business incubator. 137 shots, one judge set bad cops free. Michael Brillo case. It's Judge John P. O'Donnell. He doesn't deserve our vote. That statement came from Councilman Kevin Conwell. He said it. He led it. Bishop Eugene Ward, Chasing Justice LLC, Kanimu Lighthouse, Jerry Prim, Black Lives Matter, SOS, the Save Our Sons, rather, Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Man's Army, Brown Report Newspaper. We're out there. Eastside News as well. Hollywood in the Hood, Player T, it was a lot of different people who came together on this one, including Brenda Bickerstaff and more. It forced me in a situation where I had to be there, and I spoke about there's a coalition to come out. I'm going to read this particular letter because this letter is something when they ask, what do you intend on doing? Well, in East Cleveland, I had taken this next letter I'm about to read to a lot of different people's doors, houses, to discuss the supervisor's trial that had happened in the city of East Cleveland. Beforehand, myself, Kevin Conwell, and others, we took a letter that he wrote on this same particular judge who's running again for Ohio State Supreme Court. And the letter goes a little something like this and will be printed up in its entirety in this coming Friday hard copy and online for the Eastside Daily News. It states, my name is Alfred Porter Jr., and I feel like I'm the dumbest man in Cuyahoga County or the craziest man in Northeast Ohio because I refuse to forget about the 137 shots murder of two unarmed African Americans on November 29, 2012. As part of a coalition that went to meetings at churches in Cleveland, to meetings at Shaw High School in East Cleveland, as well as various libraries and meeting halls, took part in vigils, and helped schedule press conferences and protests alongside the grieving Russell and Williams family, attended Cleveland City Hall hearings, listened to Attorney General Mike DeWine say, systemic failure. We were there when only one police officer lost his job, and the police union refused to acknowledge any wrongdoing by their officers and are still fighting for that officer's job back. But I digress. The thing is, nobody took responsibility for the marauding officers in almost 100 police cars who chased Brother Russell and Sister Williams from downtown Cleveland to the west side, down the Steel Yard Commons, across the freeway to the east side of Cleveland, and into East Cleveland without a warning to East Cleveland Dispatch, which shows total disrespect to East Cleveland residents. Cleveland police supervisors are guilty of dereliction of duty for two reasons. A, they didn't call off the chase, and B, they didn't call for the pursuing officers to stand down, and they didn't alert the historic city of East Cleveland to at least be ready to stop the car being pursued. Any other time, East Cleveland police are notified to initiate, continue a car chase, apprehend the suspects, and Cleveland sends someone to pick the suspect or suspects up from the East Cleveland jail. Instead of complaining, I will follow the examples of those such as Councilman Kevin Conwell of Cleveland, who worked with Zach Reed when they were unhappy with the prosecutor and judge who let Brelo off for his role in the 137 shots murder atrocity. They circulated letters which A, caused Tim McGinney to lose his job as prosecutor, and B, caused Judge John P. O'Donnell to lose his bid to become an Ohio Supreme Court judge, plus the Committee of Social Justice, who have a petition to end arbitration as we know it, was started as a direct result of this travesty. If we are going to protest in the streets, we must protest and march to the polls. My name is Alfred Porter Jr., Black on Black Crime, Inc. president, and I approve this message. And simply put, I didn't read that entire letter today. I basically referenced the letter and let people know that it is up to us to at least make sure that this man doesn't take the bench in his bid to be Ohio State Supreme Court Justice, and we block him again. And then maybe afterwards, what I'll do is take letters in, like I did before, to houses, visit different homes, do what's necessary to get that message out. And also afterwards, maybe we should take some letters and I should volunteer to take some of them around asking about if the Republican Party is not looking out for us, and the Democratic Party is taking us for advantage, and the Republican Party isn't at least acknowledging us as a whole, maybe we need to hold everybody accountable. Maybe the whole Democratic selection process needs to be questioned, because how the hell do you select him? Somebody even out there brought up the fact that Richard Bell, who's running against the sitting current African-American lady who's on the judge, Richard Bell, who was a prosecutor, he prosecuted the case very, very weak, extremely weak. By him prosecuting the case weak, it was set up so that Judge John P. O'Donnell could again let off Brillo with nothing more than a pat on the back. He even praised him in the middle of the hearing as being a hero. So I'm going to go to the 216-255. I'm getting off my 22-foot step ladder for my soapbox, climbing on down, and going to the phone line, 216-255. You're being put on live right now. How are you doing right now?
Very well, thank you. I am disturbed also by this Judge O'Donnell. Not only was it an atrocity to begin with, that there was a police chase and 137 shots were fired. This is a national atrocity, never happened in our history nationally.
Right.
That in itself is an atrocity. And to let alone to let off this Brillo, 49 shots from the hood of the car, Judge O'Donnell, I can't believe that the Democrats would offer us anything better than this, you know, especially in a time of the blatant, you know, knowledge of police atrocities on African Americans. I mean, how could the Democrats offer us this man, this judge?
Right.
This is an atrocity in itself. So, I commend you in protesting today, and I've shared it on many Facebook groups. So, keep it up. Sorry I couldn't be there. I was just impressed by the letter as well. It's like, wow, that's fantastic. You said it all.
Thank you so much.
Let's hope,
I've
know,
been around you
listen.
Too long.
They listen. Now let's make them listen.
Right, right. What else is going on?
I had another graduation party for a granddaughter this weekend, so it sort of tied me up getting the house ready and stuff, you know. Thankfully, we can do it with a small group of people. She graduated from OSU, Gabriella,
nice.
And so that's been keeping me busy. The annexation of Palestine is on hold, because the world has put scrutiny against Netanyahu for putting forth the proposal in the first place. Shit's going crazy. I'm sorry. Stuff's going crazy.
But it is.
And Trump was on the news last night. And, you know, I mean, what do you do, man? The Democrats are, you know, they're just like this, you know, they're next to the evil. There's, you know, the second best. So we got to develop a political party for the people. I'm working on the labor and community for an independent party. Actually, there is a convention online, Zoom, September 19th. I'd be glad to post it on the pages.
Okay.
This is national. This is supposed to have been taking place, Al, in Baltimore, Maryland, France, in coordination with the other political conventions. But, of course, COVID made everything online. So ours is happening, LSIP, Labor and Community for an Independent Party. Independent Party. We're not saying don't vote for Biden if you want to get rid of Trump. We're not talking about national elections this time. We're talking about bringing people in. School board, city council, with a new party, because the Dems have screwed us, and so have the Republicans. So who is going to stand up for the middle man, the people of color? Who is going to stand up, you know, legitimately for us? It's going to have to be a new party. So we're asking, let's just talk about developing a new party. If you want to side with the Greens, okay, you know, you throw your weight there. Other parties, but let's talk about developing a labor and community independent party. So I will send a link to that invitation. Ujima People's Progress Party from Baltimore, Maryland is involved with that. People on the West Coast, people on the East Coast, labor. The longshoremen on the West Coast that have closed down ports for George Floyd, they closed them down for Palestine, they closed the ports down on the West Coast. They closed them down. These are the longshoremen in Local 10.
Mm.
They are part of our group. And then we got people on the East Coast as well, labor leaders and community leaders. And then from the South, you know, the South is weak. This, you know, South is anti-union and whatnot. So, any case, I'll stop there. I'll send you the link. Please join us for the labor and community for Independent Party, September 19th on Zoom.
Thank you. I appreciate
yes, sir.
That.
Thank you.
On Zoom.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. And we will definitely try to get something on for you. We appreciate you, Brother Don. And with those things being said, I'm going to at least, well, before I take my break, I would like to say, I'll go what happened in the past and then come back up. I want to say that Lion's Kingdom and Black on Black Crime Incorporated School Supply Drive went well. It happened yesterday on West 65th off Clark, with mostly white and Latinos coming by. But wait, survivors, victims of tragedy helped, and we were only supposed to be there for 2 hours. Everything changed up when, after the 2 hours, they went for two more hours to around West 103rd, where different families of all types showed up. Justice for Katie helped out then. Three different news crews came out. It was just good to do something for people, no matter who. You do things and you look out for people at hand. I also want to say what's coming up. This Wednesday, people can come in at 7 in fellowship. 7:30, we'll have us a get-together for a brother by the name of Ted Geary. It's like a celebration of Brother Ted. You don't know who you have usually until you lose them. So this coming week, Ted said his favorite drink is Seagram's Gin. Well, we might have some champagne there for him. He likes cigars. Might have to find a cigar and light one, too. We pay tribute for the African History Museum's Brother Theodore Geary at 15415 Kipling Avenue. That's 15415 Kipling Avenue with the 44110 area code. Also, I should let people know, since I didn't get a chance to speak about it that much, Stop and Heal Police Brutality and Domestic Violence event was last Saturday. You had people who stopped by, such as Black House Sounds, Down Solid Entertainment, Brick House Wellness, Praise Dancers, presidential candidate, East Cleveland President of City Council, Earn Smith, Danielle Woods and family, thank you for being there. My Voice at Radio co-host, Miss Commentary Cleveland, Afro Dogs, Black Stallions, DJ Roz, Solo, Man in the Street did the barbecue. You had Black on Black Crime Inc., Black Man's Army, XP, Xeroderma Pigmentosa Foundation, Ms. Ice, the barbecue grill smoke. Messed up my sinuses real bad. The precinct committeeman, Dwayne McGee, was in the house. It was an excellent event. I just want to thank people who showed up and came out to that event. My thing is this. I also want to definitely give a shout out, because nobody knows what home is, especially if you've already, let's say you live at home. Let's say you live with family, or even if you've been on your own, or if you've been homeless before. But when you go to somebody else's home, and their home is so comfortable, and they do everything they can to make it comfortable for you, that's the blessing of being around people who do that. And it's not anything that should ever be taken lightly when somebody does their best to make a home atmosphere comfortable for you. It is something that you always would regret if you don't have that feeling anymore, and it's not there. So I just wanted to say, when it comes to it, meaning that they share their time, family time, you name it, it's nothing like that feeling, because you can get enough hell in the world. But sometimes when you go places and there's peace, you do miss it very much if it's not going to be around. I want to also take the time and let people know that as Trump threatens the elections and sends fascist stormtroopers in the city, September 5th, united nationwide mass protests demand Trump Pence out now, Saturday, September 5th, 2 p.m., Market Square, West 25th and Lorain, Cleveland. For more info, 216-227-2267, Facebook, Refuse Fascism, Ohio, Refuse F-A-S-C-I-S-M, Ohio, National Text Alerts, text, quotation marks, N-O-T-R-U-M-P to 21000, 21000. Now, I'm going to at least take the time. I've read off a whole bunch of stuff. Maybe it's time we just go boom for a little while with Emacs to Image. Be right back. Tell Brickhouse Wellness to listen to that song, because that is a Zumba song all the way. I know that I'll probably be going to that September 5th event a little bit late, because the Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 215, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, will be held at DJ Dollar Rock's House of Hits, which is at 7004 Hecker Avenue. That's 7004 Hecker Avenue off of Superior, but it can be reached by St. Clair, Hecker Avenue, 44103, from 2 to 6 p.m. with a special DJ long mix, one where he's doing tributes of slain artists, one where he's doing an hour-long dance party, artists can come through and give their hot song or single, and we'll be doing our best to at least install our officers and ambassadors of the Hip Hop Workshop, and that is coming up on September the 5th. That's Saturday, September the 5th. I also want to let people know, if you catch or thought you might have seen it, you probably did, where Spectrum News, Cleveland, Alfred Porter Jr. fights for a better Cleveland. If you're looking for the article, that's Spectrum News, Cleveland. Ryan Schmelz, R-Y-A-N, Ryan, S-C-H-M-E-L-Z is the name. I'm going to share it on the Al Porter Man in the Street page, where people across Ohio are working to combat racial inequalities in the Buckeye State. Alfred Porter Jr. is among them, but this battle isn't new to him. I won't give you everything that I said, but they said what they needed to know about me was that Alfred Porter Jr.'s community activism began shortly after 1998 when he walked into a Black-on-Black Crime Incorporated meeting and was shocked and uplifted by what he heard. Porter says Black-on-Black Crimes, Inc.'s mission is to help people in the community in need as best as they can. Porter is also involved in Fathers Lives Matter and Black Man Army. Individuals questioning police brutality, individuals going down to a police station to protest, individuals meeting with family members and walking them through steps or doing their best to help them find attorneys or help or other things like that. That's what I remember from the Black-on-Black Crime, Inc.'s meetings. Years later, he walks into the organization's office as its president, where he's planning out an upcoming meeting during an unprecedented time. Right now, we're in interesting times because we are, for the first time, heavily bringing up racism, heavily bringing up the fact that it not only does exist, but it never went anywhere. The 51-year-old says the organization's main mission is to help people in the community going through difficult situations as best as they can. A lot of times, people come to us as a last-stop effort to either write letters for us to look at the situation that they go through or that they're dealing with, and for us to be able to get them in contact with people and other organizations and partner up so that they can be helped out as well. I've been on the front lines, as Porter said, of some of the city's most difficult moments, and he took us to one that stands out. Right next door to the organization's office is a lot owned by Black on Black Crime, Inc., which was once the location of a horrific crime. Men broke in, and they torched the house and burnt up two children, and it hurt. Peaches and Glacia were the two little girls killed in that fire in 2013, and Porter says the lot became dangerous to the community, and so they took action. It was like just a cesspool of water and dirt. That was almost like, I will say, 6 feet deep. We shut the street down. We made sure that we put tape across from the end of Ivanhoe and Kipling. We got in the streets and we refused to move. We weren't going to move until you knocked that building down. He said the apartment was soon gone, and community action like attending and organizing protests and vigils are common to Porter, but so is personal development through the man-to-man program to help people get on the right track the way he did years ago. So I basically emancipated myself at the age of 16, and I would say within 15 years I realized this is not the way to go. I cannot sleep at night. I cannot enjoy life, said Porter. I had to make a change, and I knew better. And the one thing I can say, I always appreciated my education because even in the midst of being out there, I had gone to Tri-C and received my GED. You know, when you could do that in the mid-80s. And I didn't say it like that in the news story. I digress. And as people across the country take action to combat racial inequalities in the wake of George Floyd's death, Porter is encouraged by progress. I saw a lot of people getting out and working together as a mass movement, said Porter. I was so glad to see people wanting to work together. That moves my heart all the way through. Porter considers himself a man of faith, fighting on the front lines for a stronger and more equal Cleveland. The day I don't see progress is the day I shouldn't be doing this. And that's just how I personally feel. Again, I just thank the Spectrum News for covering that particular story. Before I do anything else, certain fun fact, you do know that coming up tonight is the Republican National Convention, which I'm not sure why all the excitement would be there since they just nominated him to be their presidential candidate for the 2020 elections. But here's something which was real interesting. Marianne Trump Barry was serving as a federal judge when she heard her brother, President Trump, suggest on Fox News, maybe I have to put her at the border amid a wave of refugees entering the United States. At the time, children were being separated from their parents and put in cramped quarters while court hearings dragged on. Barry, Marianne Trump Barry, the sister of President Trump, said all he wants to do is appeal to his base, that she said in a conversation secretly recorded by her niece, Marielle Trump, who put out a book against her uncle. Anyway, he has no principles, none, is what the judge said. None. And his base, I mean, my God, if you were a religious person, you want to help people, not do this. Barry, 83, was aghast at how her 74-year-old brother operated as president. And she put out there herself and said his goddamn tweet and line, oh, my God, she said, I'm talking too freely, but you know the change of stories, the lack of preparation, the line, holy shit. Lamenting what they're doing with kids at the border, she guessed her brother hasn't read my immigration opinions in court cases. In one case, she berated a judge for failing to treat an asylum applicant respectfully. Very, very deep. What has he read, Mary Trump? Asked her aunt. No, he doesn't read, Barry responded. And her tell-all book about her Mary Trump's tell-all book about her uncle has been released. She's been questioned about the source of some of the information, such as her allegation that Trump paid a friend to take his SATs to enable him to transfer into the University of Pennsylvania. Nowhere in the book does she say that she recorded conversations with her aunt. Anyway, it's very, very interesting that this is going through. I wonder what effect it's going to have on not the staunch Trump supporters. We're not talking about them. Not the ones who are saying that they were going to vote for Joe Biden. No, we're going to see how does that type of information go alongside the undecided independent voters who might look and say, damn it, Jane, stop this crazy thing, as they would say at the end of the Jetsons. Anyway, I'm going to take the time and send this one out. Let's see. Going to send this out because this song reminds me of the type of music that I would hear. 90s R&B by DJ Fatty Banks going out to Danielle Woods. Gotta do that.
R&B. I'm talking on Kelly, a little too. Tell the DJ, play another slow jam for my baby and me.
Yeah.
A little Chris Brown, can I take you down? Tenderoni, I'm Bobby Brown. Not too much, I might fall in love. I just wait till you leave the club. Look just like an angel. Tell your mama thank you. I hope that you're single. I'm a singer. What's your occupation? To be honest, babe, I don't care about that.
Nah.
Just where your head at. Think about the weekend in India.
Yeah.
Damn, it's the holiday.
Okay.
I gotta get out your face before I feel some type of way.
Okay.
And if I feel some type of way, I just need you to make my day.
Yeah.
I put a smile on your face the moment you heard me say. Come and talk to me. R&B. I'm talking R. Kelly, a little Jodeci. something like the man. I came through, I ain't worried, baby, unless it's by the man. Stay down till I came up, I'm ready to flex, girl, flex. Time to have sex. And I keep it clear, baby, that's no doubt. Wanna know everything about you in and out. You in the game and you focus, part of the play, and I notice. You leaving with Dre, you know it. You ain't afraid, you gon' show it. Come and talk to me. I really wanna meet you, girl. I really wanna know your name. Yeah. Oh yeah. Nice to meet you, babe. Baby, hold on to me. Look, you make me feel like 90s R&B. I'm talking not killing a little joke.
Would have had an interest in him. Maybe it's a money factor. It seemed like maybe the people who think they have some money, who think they really have some money, was thinking they were going to get some really strong benefits because of him. I just don't understand it. I really don't. At some point, I really believe that money is not going to matter in the future. In the next year, within a year, we are going to suffer tremendously in every area of importance in our lives. I don't care how much money you have. It's not going to help you. And it's like, I would love to just go on as many websites, blog sites, talk radio shows, just to hear broadcast, radio broadcast, AM, FM, just to hear how many people are really into this. This is serious. This is insane. That's it. You know, it's incredible. It's incredible how the dollar bill is really running the show right now. It's really a determining factor. I don't watch debates. I don't want to. I don't care about it. It's enough information available without you having to tune in. It's forced upon you no matter where you go. I don't even find it a necessity. I just don't. You know, what's of importance, you know, gun rights are of importance. That was never supposed to be something that was supposed to be an issue. I mean, the gun rights have nothing. I don't believe it has anything to do with the killings. I mean, that's a whole different avenue of discussion and issue. People who are allowed to have the guns. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe if we really had the freedom to carry weapons originally under the original rights to do so, it would be a problem because that means everybody would have that right no matter what they've done. But now that there's a restriction, I just think enforcing any additional gun rules and laws is unnecessary. I think that whatever is in place should suffice because most people who have to have a gun, who have to pass this and pass that to have a gun, I think that's sufficient. You know, the issues of guns is as a result of other factors. So I hate when people ride on that politically to gain momentum. And I truly believe Trump is going to win again. I really believe that. Trump is going to win again. And no matter who wins, I believe if Trump doesn't win, I believe it's like Armageddon. Before the discussion became a discussion, I felt like Trump not winning, or whenever he is put out of, you know, whenever he leaves office, he's going to be a hellraiser. I've always thought that before it became a discussion this year. I always knew this man is going to raise hell in office, out of office, just because he had the limelight as the president. He's going to continue no matter what. Seriously, I'm sorry it took up so much time, but that's what it is. That's what I believe. Had on my mind.
I appreciate that. You kind of went deep, extremely deep, because Hellraiser, for those people who don't follow biblical prophecy, you might need to, basically speaking. So I just want to say I thank you very much for the phone call this evening.
Yes, you're very welcome. Everyone, have a good evening.
No problem. And again, just like we announced earlier on, you can catch that same voice, the co-host, Miss Commentary Cleveland, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which airs Tuesday at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on www.voiceitradio.com. That's voiceitradio.com. Or if you didn't hear it here, there, most definitely, it didn't happen. You know something? Because they're still in training camp, and I haven't played, you know, for a little while, something from, I'll say, Suave Gotti. And his wife, Kim Ra, the healer. Why not play a little bit of Dog Nation?
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host. for today's professional butt whooping.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Brown Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-boat. See the Cleveland Force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Noku about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, and orange, and white stripes. The seed town lights, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bust that dog like, where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to their feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, Joe Schobert on, Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett. That's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. We're gonna shout out to Big Dog Execs. Big Dog Execs like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
And that is, of course, Hood Famous TV's. GMS, Hood Famous, TVs, Suave Gotti, Kimra the Healer, Dog Nation. Supposed to be a film coming out, too. And, hey, I want to just put yourself in this situation. How would you feel if you were married, let's say you were a woman, or let's say your husband, yeah, because there's so many different types of things going on. So let's say you're married and your husband can't get along with your boss. Let's say you're married and your wife can't get along with the boss. How long is this, or would you think you'd be able to comfortably work in that environment? The reason I ask that is we went over that a few months ago, but President Donald Trump counselor Kellyanne Conway announced on Twitter that she's leaving the White House at the end of August to focus on her family. She said it, that she's taking a step away from her job to focus on family. I believe in her Twitter statement that she said, gratefully and humbly. Well, the thing is, she said, we, George and Kellyanne, disagree about plenty, but we're united on what matters most to kids. Our four children are teens and tweens starting a new academic year in middle high school and high school, remotely from home for at least a few months, as millions of parents nationwide know kids. Doing school from home requires a level of attention and vigilance that is unusual as these times. Now, you all can look up George and Kellyanne. I'm not going to get into it anymore, but if you look it up, the reason I ask a question that was probably that strange is because for a while, George, her husband, was feuding publicly with President Donald Trump. He basically called him out, said he wasn't a good person. Donald Trump, who has never met an argument that he would shy away from, even if it meant that the person working for him, that maybe if you're the president of the United States, some things you can shrug it off, like water running off of a duck's neck. It's just like, no big deal. But that's not Trump. Trump verbally feuded with her husband for about a good month, and then everything died down, and he was back to feuding with the man again. Had a few names for her husband. So I said that before. I'm not going to get on another 10-foot stepladder for this soapbox. I don't have to, because we dealt with it much more back then, but it just makes you wonder, how long would you be able to be in an environment that might be toxic, because home is where the heart is, basically speaking. And it can be rough. I've had times when even being an activist and having a love life where everybody didn't agree or see eye to eye who I was with, and I had to just basically shrug my shoulders. It can be very interesting when you have outside influences that deep and heavy. So she should have got down to this type of working environment a while back, but she didn't. She is now, and you know she had to pick the home life. It's understandable, overstanding, and a lot of times, we argue for the sake of arguing. I use the president as an example. It's kind of like let's use that as an example. The president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, somebody can attack me all day, but I don't have to argue with you all day. Why? Because at the end of the day, I still have a position, and sometimes you're not going to catch me. And if the Creator allows me to live longer, going to hospital over stress, diabetes, heart attack, stroke, there are a lot of people who, younger than myself, they end up losing peers through gunshots. But a lot of people who are in their 40s haven't made it to my age because they passed through strokes, aneurysms, and that type of thing. So sometimes it's just not worth it. And I would think that, boy, the president currently would do a whole lot better if he would realize, the president, I don't have to argue about everything. But the Republican National Convention is tonight. There'll probably be some argument over that. Why don't I go out with this? Talk to you all soon. D-Max the image. Yeah. Hey. 3342.
Hey. Yeah. 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 Yeah.